Welcome to Extended Sidebars, the bonus episode where we discuss things we found while writing up our usual episodes that we thought were too complex, lengthy, or just too bizarre to include on our regular schedule. I'm Greg, and I'm here with my sister Ella, and today we're going to tell you something I came across while I was researching all the way back in our Gregor McGregor episode.
Oh my goodness, the early days.
Oh yeah, yeah, back in the before times.
Not quite.
We are going to talk today about the Ica stones.
Okay.
Now, I think, first of all, it's kind of weird that our first two extended sidebars are both, they're both stone-based hoaxes, Ella.
And this cannot become a theme, Greg, because there can't be that many. I can really only think of one more. And if we try
I can think of at least one more. Yeah, no.
What's the extra one that you can think of?
Well, I can think of the Kensington Stone.
Okay.
Which is so, another one of those, like, super easily provable hoaxes that somehow people still believe in.
And I was thinking of the Cardiff Giant.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Incredibly easy to disprove. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we do have a theme.
Maybe this is all Extended Sidebar's going to be, folks. We're just going to talk about stone-based hoaxes.
And all of the patrons we're trying to get are people who are into stone-based hoaxes. I love it.
Yes,
we're
absolutely.
So niche.
This is, we're just going to rename it Stone-Based Hoaxes, I think. There's plenty more we can talk about. We can talk about all the anthropological stuff up in New England where people try, based on scratchings and rocks and actual things that were done by Native Americans, to prove that the ancient Phoenicians, Assyrians, Sumerians, and Celts actually settled the area. But it takes 2 seconds and a child with a slide rule and a bunch of crayons to disprove those.
Okay,
but you know
there
what?
Is an island in Canada where people have been,
yes,
quote-unquote, discovering carvings in the rocks that indicate that the Lost Tribes of Israel, Bluebeard.
Yes. Yep.
Who's the other one? The guy who was looking for the City of Gold actually went to Nova Scotia and buried his treasure there.
Oh, excellent. Well, you know what? I think it's nice when people can believe in something.
Yeah.
And as long as they're not harming other people and or trying to disprove actual science, you know what? Have fun.
There are always shades of harming other people and disproving actual science.
Exactly, because the underlying theme to a lot of these is that the people native to this region couldn't have possibly done this. Therefore, it must have been Europeans.
Ooh.
And that doesn't sit super well with me.
It's the ancient
honestly.
Aliens problem.
Oh my God, so much. Yeah, aliens built the pyramids thing drives me nuts. Anyway.
I mean, we don't know for sure that they didn't. Okay, Greg.
Were you there?
We're just keeping an open mind on this podcast.
Yep, we're just, you know, I'm not telling you what to believe. I'm just, you know, I'm giving you information and you can do your own research. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's the real part of this, that Peruvian culture goes back several thousand years,
yes,
right? Like, all of Peru, at one point, came in to form the Incan Empire, which was kind of a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's an extended sidebar. We don't have time to get into it, but the Incan Empire was kind of a big deal.
Greg.
So
asterisk, asterisk.
Yep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what's interesting is that the Ica Valley region of Peru has a number of stones that they have rocks there. I'm not sure if that's a thing.
Unbelievable.
What's interesting about these stones is that they are engraved in images.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the smart part of this particular scam. They are almost like what the ancient Incans would have done.
Okay.
Almost. Because the ancient Incans did do stone art, and they did do very complex carving works that are almost unique to them. Like, it's almost like a language. You look at that and you're like, oh, that's Incan.
Sure.
So I'm going to tell you about what these stones are. Okay. So these are stones that are engraved with different scenes, right? Like, you've got some ancient Incans walking around, and then you've got a, you know, dinosaur with them.
Yeah. I mean, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's just fun, is what that is.
Well, we all know that humans and dinosaurs coexisted. We've all seen that wonderful documentary series, The Flintstones.
Excuse you, The Flintstones was a cartoon. Please refer to 10,000 Years BC with Raquel Welch.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. Yes, the Flintstones was a child adaptation of Anthropology, whereas 10,000 BC starring Raquel Welch was definitely the documentary.
Not
exactly,
the
fiction film. Right. Which proves that humans lived alongside dinosaurs.
Yes. Don't see the problem here, Greg.
No. These stones are carved with specifically the kind of dinosaurs that people thought were around in about the 1960s-ish.
Again, 10,000 BC with Raquel Welch will
definitely
clear things up for you.
They also show some other things. There are some intricate carvings that show an ancient culture, very much like the Incans, mm-hmm. that are doing things like using telescopes, having machines that can fly, aeroplanes, they call those, spaceships.
Gotta have those, yeah.
Complex human surgeries.
Dinosaur surgeries.
No. Human surgeries.
Okay, gotcha.
One of the examples is like a brain surgeon, heart surgery, things like that.
Sure.
And then there are some that where humans can ride on the dinosaurs. They're very fun.
I mean, isn't that what dinosaurs were for?
Yes, human transportation.
Yes,
absolutely.
Like the horse.
So this is the interesting thing about these stones.
Mm-hmm.
So this came up while I was researching Gregor MacGregor's South American scam as one of the like most obvious and easy to diagnose as a scams that there are.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, this has taken on a rather extended life. So
I mean, it's really the perfect parallel to Gregor MacGregor's own life story, isn't it?
It really is.
Nobody should have believed him. And yet.
Not at all. But this is what ties it to that for me.
Okay.
It's the sheer audacity of it.
I mean, go big or go home. You know, this is.
Exactly. This is a true go big or go home moment. So the interesting thing about this is that these stones were really all from one guy who found them all.
What?
He was a very lucky man. These stones came from the collection of the respected physician Javier Cabrera.
Okay.
And Cabrera purchased these stones from a nearby farmer named Basilio Ushea.
Okay.
And I'm probably ruining this guy's name, and I'm very sorry. He does not deserve to have his name ruined on a podcast, but I cannot pronounce it. It is Ushea for me. I'm sorry. He sold these stones to Dr. Cabrera to show Dr. Cabrera that there was this ancient civilization existing on Peru,
mm-hmm.
coexisting with the dinosaurs, human civilization, that was capable of space travel and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
And Cabrera just loved these. So he collected a whole bunch of them. We're talking in the hundreds, okay?
How big are these? Like, are we talking boulders?
They're mostly you could hold them in your hand or hands.
That's good carving.
Yeah.
A lot of detail.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Cabrera thought these things were wonderful, and he took them immediately to the newspapers, and they ate this stuff up. And what's nice about this mm-hmm. is that if you are somebody who is looking for confirmation of your pseudo-archaeology or pseudo-scientific theory,
uh-huh.
these stones are a really big help.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're starting backwards, you know, instead of starting with, did this happen? Here's my proof. If you're starting with, this happened, here's a thing I can use to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's how
the
you win
scientific method.
Greg.
Yeah, like, exactly. Just, that's what you do to win an argument. Absolutely. You start with the stone. Well, these ancient stones show humans and dinosaurs together. So young Earth creationists really love these things.
Absolutely, yeah.
the pseudo-archaeology world that likes to look at South America as an alien culture loves these things. The ancient astronauts folks love these things.
Oh, man, those guys are my favorite.
Yeah, they're on the list. Anyway, so here's the thing, though.
Okay.
There has never been a scientific paper published on the Ica Stones.
What? That is right. Crazy.
Suppression. Suppression, right?
They don't want you to know.
They don't want you to know the truth, right? Like any good conspiracy
Scientists
theory.
Hate this one weird conspiracy.
You won't believe what number three shows you.
It's a dinosaur.
So here's the thing. Because none of these stones have actually been, like, found in the wild, you can't carbon date the material around them. And obviously you can't carbon date stone. Stone is not alive. Mm-hmm. But you can do certain things to sort of prove that the stones are old.
Yes. So, Greg, when I go to date my stones, what I usually do is look and see if they have any carving. And then I kind of, from the context of the carving, that's how I assign the time period. So if a stone dinosaur carved on it, then I would automatically assign
it. It has to have been contemporary
to
with
the
dinosaurs.
Dinosaur times, which...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And even though the dinosaurs depicted don't look like actual dinosaurs. They look like artistic renderings of what people in the 1960s understood dinosaurs to be.
You know, the Incas used very stylized carving.
It's true. It's really true.
I think you have some leeway there.
Absolutely. In fact, the BBC
oh, no.
did a documentary. Oh, yes. There used to be this show on the BBC called Horizon. Well, it's still ongoing.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
It's supposed to cover science and philosophy and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And in 1977, they did an episode called The Case of the Ancient Astronauts.
Oh, boy.
And for this, Cabrera, who remember kind of believed this stuff,
mm-hmm.
he gave them one of the stones to analyze. Now, the stone itself is very old.
Right.
Because stones are old.
Some of them have been around for years.
Oh, yeah. Several years. Yep. At least several years. But however, it's super easy to tell that they have been recently engraved.
What?
Yeah.
How do you tell?
Well, you tell because the way that they are carved
uh-huh.
has been with clean-edged instruments that certainly were not stone-based, mm-hmm. but could have been, you know, laser-based by an ancient alien civilization.
Yeah, I mean, let's not.
Totally that.
Let's be an open-minded here,
but,
Greg.
Yeah, I'm trying to be. The real problem comes down to when you can actually identify which tools are used on them, such as saws and sandpaper
and
a couple other things, which is fine. Which is fine. So after this BBC documentary, that's kind of when this whole thing fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
The Peruvian government got involved. Because here's the thing. Peruvian cultural heritage cannot be sold. It's illegal. It's against the law.
Right.
So what that means is that the people selling them are now in trouble no matter what. Because if the stones are hoaxes, they're in trouble for perpetuating a hoax. Mm-hmm. And if the stones are real, they're in trouble for selling authentic Peruvian cultural heritage.
So
they get arrested. Ushuaia and his family get arrested, and he and his wife admit that they are hoaxes.
Mm-hmm.
They engraved them themselves and sold them to Cabrera. What they wanted to do was they wanted to make a bunch of these and get them popular and sell them to tourists.
Sure.
And sell them, literally sell them to pseudo-historians. Like, that was their goal.
Oh,
these people want to believe this, so we're just going to give them stuff, right?
Okay, if I was in Peru and somebody offered me a stone with a dinosaur on it and a spaceship.
Yes.
I would buy the heck out of that.
Right?
And
here's the thing. Here's the thing,
that's
Ella.
That's just a good product, Greg.
You can. Because Ushuaia kept making these after he admitted that they were hoaxes
uh-huh.
and the police let them go. He kept making them, just being very clear that these are hoaxes, these are not real, aren't these cool carvings? So his process, honestly, is really cool. I'm going to take a quick sidebar in the sidebar to tell you how he did this.
Okay.
Because it's really cool.
It was lasers, wasn't it?
It was not lasers. We're talking, you know, 60s.
Lasers
so
back then.
What he did
mm-hmm.
was he would take the stones, he would fold them up in donkey and cow manure.
Yes.
and bake them.
Get the patina.
So what that does is that gives them their distinctive patina, mm-hmm. exactly, right? And then he'd sort of use boot polish or shoe polish on them to really mm-hmm. shine that stuff up. And then he made the engravings with knives and chisels and a dentist's drill.
Nice.
His artwork was inspired by textbooks and comic books, which honestly, you know what? Good on you, buddy. And then the final part of this, which I absolutely love, mm-hmm. is that after he's done the artwork, he threw them in his chicken coop area so that the chickens would walk all over them. And he stated, quote, "The chickens did the rest," unquote.
More patina. I like it.
Yep. It's great, right? You can make one of these stones yourself in as little as 15 minutes.
I do not have access to chickens or donkey dung, so.
Wow.
I'm still paying for it, Greg. I want the thrill of the hunt there.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Fair enough. Now, and I want to be clear that there's no evidence that Cabrera was in on the hoax.
Oh, no. That makes it worse somehow, doesn't it?
It does, right? So all of these things that he purported were real, he genuinely believed were real.
Oh, honey.
And this is the thing. He was a doctor, right?
Okay. You could be very smart and still have some enormous
problems. You can be very smart and fall for scams, but here's the problem. Uh-huh. His reputation was destroyed by this, right? And even after Ushuaia came out and said, these are all hoaxes, mm-hmm. Cabrera still was out there saying, no, these are real.
Oh, honey.
He's been forced to say that. These are real. So you kind of feel bad for kind of everybody on this. Like, Ushuaia made some really impressive art, mm-hmm. and Cabrera really should have, you know, been a little more skeptical.
I don't know.
It's fine.
I don't know, Greg. That sounds really cool.
It is really cool.
You and I watched The X-Files a lot when we were growing up.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Fox Mulder would have been all over the Eco Stones.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And because that's the thing, that's the appeal mm-hmm. of hoaxes like this. It whether we're talking about the Croatan stones that you talked about last episode, whether we're talking about the Ica stones, whether we're talking about the Kensington stone, whether we're talking about the supposed stoneworks that prove that, you know, Europeans had to have settled this country, no matter what they are.
Yeah,
It's about people really, really, it being very important to people that has to be true, right? They want to believe, as far as Fox Mulder would go. And the problem with that is that what you're doing is, first of all, scientifically, you're working backwards from a hypothesis. You're not making a hypothesis and then examining evidence to try and prove or disprove that hypothesis. You're saying, this already happened. How much evidence can I, like, shoehorn into this? And how much evidence do I need to ignore to make this real, mm-hmm. right?
That is one way to
That's one way to win an argument, I suppose. But it's not a super authentic way.
I was going to say, that's one way to write a very good clickbait article.
Yes. And that's it. That's the whole story. They are, like, just goofily easily hoaxes to be disproved. Just like, you know, the Kensington Stone uses the absolute wrong runes for Nordic people of the time period that it claims to be from. The Croatan stones are just like the dude, what, carved him in his garage?
Hey,
whatever, you know. I mean,
he buried them.
He put more into that, right? Right.
And then he put a lot of sweat equity.
He put some effort
into
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. He had to wield a shovel and everything.
Where are the Ica stones today?
They are in Peru. Most of them are still in the personal collection of Javier Cabrera's personal collection.
Secret vault, don't you think?
No, they're on, like, you can find pictures of these things online. Like, they've been very extensively photographed.
Yeah, I want them to be in a museum.
Right? But
I just want one from the gift shop.
Yes, they are in a museum.
Yes!
They are in the Museo de Piedras Grabadas, which is my butchering of the Spanish phrase, the Museum of Engraved Stones.
Hey, they're with their friends. I love that.
Which is part of the National Chamber of Tourism of Peru. They have put it in there as a tourist destination. And
Greg, we're going to Peru.
You know, you can decide for yourself.
That is amazing.
Yes.
Okay.
So that is the story of the Ica stones.
Tell me how much money this guy got for carving these amazing stones.
That has never been fully disclosed.
Ah, okay.
But it's It's been a...
Did he make
you know,
a living?
Yes. Excellent. It has been a not insignificant chunk of change. Let's put it that way.
Sure.
And he's not the only one. Ushuaia is not the only one. Some other local farmers kind of got in on the gag after they discovered what, you know, because they've got chickens too, you know.
You have the resources. You maximize your profitability. I can't argue with that.
No, this is all very, very interesting stuff. And that's it. That's the story of the Ica stones. Just like with all of these kind of things, just remember, when you see something that purports to be historical and violates every single historical thing we know, mm-hmm. it's okay to question it.
Doesn't mean that it's not something really rare, unusual, and groundbreaking.
Just means that it probably was made by a dude in his garage.
I really want
or
to
farm,
go to
or chicken coop.
The Museum of Engraved Stones. That sounds like a good afternoon.
Right? I want to get some chickens and make my own, honestly. I mean, this sounds like fun.
I've been to your house. You have multiple rocks on your property.
We have several rocks. Yes, we do. We could do like the Ica stones of our region, whatever that would be. You know, we'll sell them for tourists. We'll say that woolly mammoths and aliens sat around and had tea with us.
Somebody's getting a dental drill for their next birthday.
Aw, thanks, Ella.
You're welcome. I want you to be a good
scammer. Well, folks.
All right.
This has been your extended sidebar, and we hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back for another one next month.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for being our patrons. We really appreciate your generosity. You guys are the best for supporting the show, and we are super, super grateful for your support.
Yeah, don't tell the other ones, but we like you guys more. You're our favorites.
Oh, man.
All right.
Do we want to go down that road?
Seriously, thank you all so much for donating to our Patreon. We really, really appreciate it. It does give us a little bit of extra leeway to do some more fun things like this. So thank you. And we will see you guys next month, which will be Ella's extended sidebar.
Oh,
I don't know about you folks, but I'm excited.
I think I might actually break the mold and move away from the engraved stone scams, but we'll have to see what happens.
Okay. All right. I'm here for it. All right.
All right.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.